I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana News. Many members of Congress have returned to their home states this week to make the rounds at their local offices and meet with constituents. Montana Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines made several stops in western Montana today. This morning, he toured a craft brewery in Phillipsburg. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie caught up with Daines at the noisy facility.
GOP has been criticized for not holding face-to-face town hall meetings. You guys are off this week. Why not hold a face-to-face town hall meeting?
I tell you what, I've been doing this job now for 7 years. I've been traveling all over Montana. In fact, I think there's only two statewide elected officials that get to all 56 counties every 2 years. It's Greg Gianforte and myself. So we're out engaged with the Montanans all the time. The town hall that you hear about is we are coming primarily from some of the resistance movements, frankly, from the pretty far left folks in the state. That's who's making the loudest noise. It reminds me back when the Tea Party movement was going back in the 2010-11. I can tell you, John Tester wasn't holding town halls with the Tea Party groups. And I think it's just they tend to be big protests versus good civil discourse on the issues facing our country.
Last December, Daines introduced a bill that would strip away wilderness protections for more than 358,000 acres of public land, comprised mostly of pristine forests, rolling meadows, and river gulches across Montana. These parcels are known as wilderness study areas, and they've been set aside as protected plots without roads since the 1970s. Daines told me there's a lot of misinformation about what happens when a wilderness study area is eliminated.
There's been a lot of misinformation that suggests that suddenly to be open to mining and timber harvesting. That's just absolutely false. The 2001 roadless rule, first of all, protects these areas. The timber harvest will most likely be limited to fuel reduction projects to reduce the risk of wildfires. There's very few mining claims in these WSAs. And so the misinformation out there, frankly, is disheartening and concerning. And let's just get the facts around what the truth is. I think it's Montanans see what the truth is, that these study areas were supposed to have been adjudicated and completed 35 years ago. And let's allow the public to have full access to their lands.
One of the wilderness study areas in question is called the Big Snowy Mountains in south central Montana near Lewistown. The open space at the base of the Lewis and Clark National Forest stretches more than 91,000 acres. Dane says there's some misunderstanding about what his bill would do with the Big Snowies and other wilderness study areas.
There's a lot of input coming out from Fergus County, a lot of concern about that, and let's let that process play out. The two criteria I've used to include releases in my WSA release bill are one, that in the final plan, Forest Service, that is deemed not suitable for wilderness, and number two, there's consensus and local support to release it. If those two criteria are met, we'll go forward with the release. If they're not met, we need to continue to have discussions on that. And what's going on in the Big Snowies at the moment is there's a lot of concern with the folks in Fergus County about that draft plan, and I'll wait to see if that becomes part of the final plan that the Forest Service pulls together for the Big Snowies.
Would that change then your...
It would. If in the final plan it's considered suitable for wilderness, then we've got to go back and look at it using the two criteria. And that's why this is a very open, dynamic public process, working with the grassroots folks here in Montana, as well as the Forest Service, in determining the outcome.
I also questioned Senator Daines about the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project east of Missoula. Montana Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester has introduced a bill that would protect 79,000 acres of this stretch of land. His bill would also authorize a comprehensive plan for trails that would provide additional access to the Lolo National Forest. It would open up 2,000 acres of currently closed lands to snowmobiling and would protect access to 3,800 acres for mountain biking and hiking. Senator Daines says he's taking a wait-and-see approach to Tester's Blackfoot Clearwater measure.
Tell you what, I'm not getting on that bill until we step back and look at restoring balance here. The fact that we've added 100,000 acres of wilderness study area releases in the last, going back to the late 80s, we added 1.8 million acres of wilderness. That balance is not there right now in Montana. So I applaud what that collaborative has done. They've done really good work, and I've worked closely with the Blackfoot Clearwater folks over the last several years. But they're looking to add more wilderness areas at a time when we have only released 100,000 acres of WSAs, but added 1.8 million acres of wilderness here over the course of the last about 30 years.
So, in other words, are you not going to support the Blackfoot Clearwater bill until Tester supports WSA bill?
Isn't that still the thing? We seem to have some balance here, and it seems like it's kind of a one-sided. It's like we only are adding wilderness right now in our state. That's what I've supported that. I'm just saying, if you listen to our county commissioners, you listen to tens of thousands of Montanans who are very concerned about the fact that the state is getting out of balance. And as you look at driving the outdoor economy, look at the latest report that's just come out here. Driving the outdoor economy is primarily through a lot of these other motorized sports. That's the most where many of the dollars are. I'm an active wilderness consumer myself. I spend a lot of time in the backcountry, 70 miles in the Beartooth in August alone. So I get it. And I very much enjoy the wilderness experience. I just think we need to keep a balance here so that we have multiple use, so the public has full use of the public lands in Montana. Because right now, they're getting locked out in many of these WSAs across our state.
That was Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines. In Phillipsburg, I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.
The second leg of Senator Steve Daines' four-day statewide tour brought him to a Missoula brewery to tout the impacts of tax reform legislation on Montana businesses, but some of his scheduling angered his constituents. Missoula's Bill LaCroix doesn't mince words about Republican Senator Daines.
He's a coward. Am I livid? Yeah. Should we all be? I think so.
Here's what set LaCroix off. Daines' office issued a press release Tuesday saying the senator would appear at Missoula's Big Sky Brewing Wednesday to discuss how last year's tax reform legislation has benefited the business. The meeting was scheduled to start at 11:30. Again, Bill LaCroix.
Oh, I was here 11:15. The notice I got said 11:30 to 12:15. He was out of here, out the back door, before 11:30.
Eileen McGurdy hoped to ask Daines questions about the Trump administration's decision to hold off on implementing sanctions against Russia. Moments after arriving at the brewery, she saw Daines leaving.
And he walked out, got in his SUV, looked right at me, and waved when I said, "Senator, I'm a constituent and I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions." And he just drove away. I feel like he's ignoring his constituents. It's deplorable.
Daines then traveled to Hamilton, where he faced similar complaints of starting and ending a meeting up to an hour earlier than announced. Daines spokeswoman Julia Doyle said in an email to MTPR, quote, "For the senator's travel, we always provide extra time for travel, especially during bad weather. Today, we ran ahead of schedule. We tried to avoid being late and having folks wait," close quote. Missoula's Teresa Jacobs isn't convinced that Daines was simply running ahead of schedule on Wednesday.
Nobody came here with an intention to abuse him verbally. So the fact that he advertised it and then didn't show is a kind of a contempt for the citizens that he's supposed to represent.
Representatives of Big Sky Brewing could not be reached for comment on their meeting with Senator Daines. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.